Good morning. It's the number one music station, 98PXY. I'm Devins, still in for Corey James, off on paternity leave, and I got Whitney Young here with me.
Good morning.
It is so interesting outside, driving to work at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a weird hour.
Yeah, this is something that most people, unless you're up right now, most people don't experience, but because of our weird job, we're out and about at 5 a.m.
And I think the part of the reason that I'm still like kind of marveling at it is I don't usually come to work this
right,
early.
Right.
I'm usually in at work at like 10, right? Because I'm on in the afternoon. I'm usually on 3 to 7. So I'm driving to work this morning, and first of all, I'm just like astounded by how many people are awake. Like, who are you people and where are you going?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people on the road. This was like 5:15, 5:30-ish around there.
That's actually an interesting point. Just really quick. Text in 69822. If you are up and you go to work at like 6 a.m., 5 a.m., what do you do? Or where are you going if you're driving around? Because I actually want to know now. Because I see a lot of people too. And when I used to live in Fairport with my parents, I would drive that drive-in. And like on 490, it was crazy. It was like, who are all these people?
Right, where are you going?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of jobs that start early.
At 6 a.m.?
Anyone who works in like waste, you know, management, that kind of thing.
That's
like, you
true.
Know, construction. The garbage trucks, construction. Anyone who works anywhere that serves coffee.
Nurses.
You know, nurses.
Doctors. Oh,
we have a huge nursing town.
Yeah.
Okay, we just kind of listed a lot of what it probably is. We probably just answer our own question. But there were so many people out, and I'm like, wow, like you all have a story. Because I do automatically think, like, if you're up that early, like, I almost find you more interesting because there's some reason that you're up. You know, there's some story there.
There's this guy in my building who, an older gentleman, probably in his, I don't know, maybe he's like 60.
Okay.
And when I'm leaving in the morning, oftentimes we will convene at the elevator and he wears a top hat and like, he just looks so like, it's like, what is your story?
Are you hallucinating? What are you taking?
No, I'm not. This is a real guy.
He wears a top hat he looks like a giant peanut.
Not like he's not colonial. It's not Abraham
Lincoln. There's no like one eyeglass or monocle.
No. But I just wonder like him, you know, I've wondered like, and I should ask.
You should ask him. Top hat is throwing me off there. That's
a fedora.
Very different than a top hat, Whitney.
I don't know the difference.
I'm picturing like 1860. So there's a lot of cars out that I noticed. There were runners out, anyone who runs at that hour at like 5:15 or even now, if you're like getting ready and you're going out, like bravo, that takes a lot of like really commitment. So I saw that. And the most interesting thing I saw was this was right on University Ave, like right by like the neighborhood of the arts.
Yeah.
A woman with a guitar like over her shoulder.
What?
As if she was like, I don't know, just like hiking, like, you know, like just strung over her shoulder with an acoustic guitar.
At this time.
This was like 5:25.
That's weird. Where is she coming from? Where is she going?
She was like heading down University Ave to where it becomes Atlantic, like around there in the city.
That's okay. We're getting a bunch of texts on the text line at 69822. This person headed to Mercy Flight Central.
Cool.
This one up at 5 to leave by 5:30 and get to college at 6:45.
Wait, college, they have classes that start that early? Or are you're probably, what my guess is that, are you getting work done before class? I hope you don't have a class at 6:45. If you do, bless you.
Yeah. Daycare teacher, food service at U of R.
Okay.
Phlebotomist at a hospital. I drive Buffalo to Henrietta every morning, up at 4 on the road by 5, Monday through Friday. Wow.
Oh, this is cool.
God bless you.
This person is up around 4:30 every morning to feed horses.
What?
Then out the door by 6 to be at work by 6:45. They're an operating room nurse. That's cool.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, so you get up, you feed
breakfast.
The horses.
They have breakfast that early, horses? That's pretty early. 4:30?
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Does it?
I don't know. I feel like horses are pretty like...
I would think if I'm an animal, I'm waking up with the sun. You know, because I have no reason. Like, if I'm a horse, I don't have a day job. I don't got to punch in at Starbucks at 6. You know,
big creatures. They're hungry.
Yeah, but I would sleep in if I was them, you know?
Yeah, but they don't have like late night snacks like we do, you know? Like they...
I guess. I don't know. I guess it depends when dinner is.
Well.
What is the life of a horse like? Is it a good life? I don't know.
That's something you should look into that.
I'm going to do a lot of extensive research.
You really should look into that. Here's more. Leave at 5:30, bridge and water tower painter. Wow. That is so interesting. A water tower painter?
Is that like, are there enough water towers that need painting to make that a full time? You're constantly painting water towers.
Can you imagine? much? Wow.
Wow, that's See,
this is why.
That hour is the most fascinating hour.
It is.
5 a.m.
Wow.
So cool.
So only the most interesting people
are able to be up at that hour. Feeding horses and walking down University Ave with guitars.